أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. We continue with our discussion on the humility of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said that there is nothing that was below the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had showed out the humility at all times. We have a narration from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that once a man came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came into his company and he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when this person came, and it comes in the hadith also, that a person will be overwhelmed and struck by awe when he visits Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even at a distance before he reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such was the condition of this person, that he was overawed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence. That Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the shoulder blade, the flesh of the shoulder blades began to shiver, to shake. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously noticing that, he said to him, have pity upon yourself and calm down. Now, till that point, that was fine, but now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further, and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says to him, I am not a king. This would normally happen. A person gets overawed when he goes into the company of a king. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies that and he says, I am not a king. I am but a son of a woman who used to eat dried strips of meat. In other words, I am a human being. My mother was an ordinary person and I am the son of that mother. So there is no need for you to become overawed and begin to shiver and shake in the manner that you are. So here again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed out his humility in trying to calm the person down. Then Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was frequently questioned by sometimes the Sahaba, sometimes or mostly by the Tabi'een, about the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at home. What would Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do at home? How would he conduct himself at home? So she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend time at home, sometimes patching his clothing or sometimes mending his shoes. Now, one is to do that, which may seem to be a very menial task. Some of us may feel it below our dignity to do all of this because we would feel it is either the woman's job to do it, or we should spend something and send it out to a tailor to have it repaired and patched. But this was not the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt in the fact that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have requested or asked any single sahabi to carry out the task, the person would have done it with the greatest of honor. For him it would have been a great honor and sharf to have made this khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done this himself. Now, commenting on this hadith, the commentators have went one step further. That one was, he patched his own clothes, and the other was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore patched clothes and mended shoes. And that was again not below the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, many of the ulama have stated it is a sunnah not to wear torn clothes, but to patch it and to wear patch clothes. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find well documented in the hadith, in the kitabs of hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will dispatch a sahabi or a group of sahaba to some place
either a delegation was leaving, somebody was leaving as a governor, somebody was leaving to dispatch a letter or a message as a messenger, an envoy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would let that person mount his ride, his animal, and then that person will go on mounting, riding, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be walking. And in that way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't feel it below his dignity that I need to walk or I have to walk. He didn't ask for another ride, or he didn't get that person off his ride, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would ride. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed that humility, that sometimes, like in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam held the rein of the animal, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would then lead him out of Madinah Tayyibah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had another very unique and peculiar habit. One was the action he did, and one was the announcement that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if I were to receive the feet of an animal as a gift, now who would give somebody the hooves or the feet or even the trotter of an animal as a gift to someone else? It is not in vogue in our community and society. I would surely accept it. In other words, it won't be below my dignity. Sometimes we feel that the kind of gift people show, give us, that is showing our status in the community, and it mustn't be something that is below our dignity. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed it was not a matter of dignity, it was a matter of humility, it was not a matter of pride, but it was a matter to make somebody else happy by accepting that gift that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would receive. If I were invited to a meal in which something would be served that will be stale fat, I will accept it, I will honor that, and I would not bother about what is being served. Now, stale fat would normally have a stench and a smell because of the number of days that it would be left over. But that did not bother Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the slightest bit. What was being served, it was to honor the invitation of somebody else and to make that person happy. Then we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Qudama ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam riding upon his camel on the 10th of Zulhijjah during the Hajjatul Wada. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pelting the Jamara Aqaba in such a manner that no one was beaten or shoved aside to make way for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor were the people instructed to move aside. Normally, when there's an entourage, there is a leader, a president, a prime minister, even sometimes an ordinary minister. There is this blue brigade that will be all around stopping traffic, etc. But here is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Imamul Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was his own ummah. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed someone that was standing to sit, that person would have sat. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never ever allow anyone to go through any form of discomfort for the comfort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hind bin Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates regarding the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is actually a very lengthy hadith in which the entire description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's features, actions, doings. One of the aspects is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would always be the first one that would greet someone else with salam. He would not wait for others to greet, like we find when people go into the company, into the presence of a king, then it is expected that on the one hand, the person must greet first, and secondly, the king needs to be accorded honor by a bow, But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow all of that to happen. Even if it was little children, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the first one to greet. And probably this should be a very beautiful starting point for all of us. That if we can learn to greet others first, and in that way, that will be the first step we take to humility, because then we are actually showing out that I am not superior to you. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.